This is Wendy Powell, your Wildcat Extension District Livestock Production Agent. It is my opinion that there's no better sight than watching a newborn calf or baby goat or lamb get up and begin to nurse their mama after delivery. However, difficult deliveries, inexperienced dams, and babies born without vigor sometimes keep that connection from happening. It is at these times when a producer may have to intervene. The chief concern is getting the colostrum into the animal within the first few hours after it's born. Colostrum is the first milk that the newborn gets from its mother that contains a lot of immunity to set it up for the next several months of its life. As soon as the little one starts drinking, it has 12 to 24 hours to absorb the colostrum for maximum effectiveness. When to intervene will vary depending on the age of the dam and the vigor of the freshly born baby. For a new mother, if the baby has not been observed nursing her newborn within 1 or 2 hours, a producer will likely need to get involved. If the dam is older and knows how to mother a newborn, this waiting period can be stretched a bit. On the topic of what to supplement colostrum to the newborn with, it's best to use as mother's milk rather than a commercial product. The immunity comes from the proteins in the dam's milk. Milk from beef cows is more nutrient dense than dairy cows, and most commercial substitutes are made from dairy milk. If you do use a commercial product, try to get at least 2 quarts into newborn calves. The quantity and quality of the colostrum produced by the dam has a direct correlation to the dam's body condition score. A female in good body condition will have the nutrition she needs to make the proteins to pass on the immunity to her baby. Giving birth in a dry, clean environment is also important. The immunity is only effective as the challenges we put it under. If the newborn is brought into the world in a mud lot and the dam's udder is covered in mud, then that new baby has a high pathogen challenge when it tries to nurse. Have in place a plan for supplementing as the need arises. Milking the mother is of course the best option, but another new mother in the same herd will also work. You can even save colostrum from a female that has lost her offspring by freezing it. Colostrum from another herd or another farm is also an option. Just be aware of any disease risks. Commercial colostrum replacer is available and contains some of the needed immunity. There is a difference in commercial replacer and commercial supplement. The supplement does not contain the necessary antibodies. You'll also need interventional equipment, such as bottles or esophageal tube feeders. If supplementation is ultimately necessary, getting the milk delivered to the newborn at the correct temperature is critical. The goal is feeding it at a temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or close to internal body temp. It's best to warm up the milk in a hot water bath. If you microwave it, those valuable proteins will be destroyed. For more information on this topic, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.